As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The lighters are going to be up later on, Bo. The cell phone lights.
There'll be some lighters up.
There'll be some.
Oh, people, you can't do lighters anymore?
You can.
Okay.
More cell phones.
Anyway. Metallica in town tonight. Pantera opening up for him, as well as Suicidal Tendencies.
It's a hell of a damn name.
It's an attention grabber. Certainly an attention grabber.
Hell of a damn name.
20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. We'll get to you there. Brandon Adams is with us and is in studio. Now, not his normal walk-up music because we're celebrating the concert tonight, but... How are you, BA? Thanks for coming in again.
I'm doing great. I've seen Metallica in concert twice, by the way. I would say that I am ranking number one as the preppiest person to ever see a Metallica show live. I think I'm the preppiest one to ever do so.
I was going to say that I wouldn't expect Metallica to be one of your favorites.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, whatever. I know you as well as I know you. I can't just make generalizations like that.
I probably don't know, like, the Metallica B-side. Like, I don't know, like, the whole history of the band. But right. There was an era... like mid to late 90s, they had a lot of like popular songs, and pretty much everybody was kind of into that for a little while.
Is Metallica in your like top bands? Like,
no, okay. I mean, not anymore. But back then, everybody knew Inner Sandman, for instance.
Yeah, right,
and so, like, that was, listen, when you're young, you don't have anything else to do. You're like, now I don't ever go to concerts. But back then, you know, it's like, you know, that was the sort of the thing to do. And I went. James was like not able to sing, and so they came back and did like a replay show, and I went to that as well.
Sweet.
I would think since we're talking about it, I would have, like, if you said, what's BA's like favorite artist, musical artist of all time?
Soundgarden.
I wouldn't have said Soundgarden. Okay. I would say like Tim McGraw. That would be my guess.
So when I was younger, I didn't like country music at all. I like country music exclusively pretty much now. But when I was younger, kind of coming of age, I liked all like the classic rock stuff and things like that. I liked music that was not popular in my like age, right? Like, I was in the 90s, I was a teenager, but listening to like music from the 70s. Okay. I was doing a lot of that kind of thing.
All right.
So a lot of classic rock shows back then, a bunch of old people and me. But I feel like but what's funny is if you go to college football games now, this is an interesting phenomenon, I would say. If you go to college football games now, you walk past the frat houses who are having the game day tailgate parties, the music coming out of the speakers is the same classic rock. I don't know why that is, but like kids in college now, especially like the sort of frat guy college football fan, they're actually still sort of listening to the same music that we were listening to 20 years ago and I guess has been popular since 20 years before that.
Huh.
I would say that's an interesting phenomenon, but it is definitely one that I've observed.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting.
Like, what was classic rock still is classic rock.
Very little 21st century music is getting played at these tailgate parties, the best that I can
tell. But you would think like that was the 90s when you're in college. Classic rock now would be Pearl Jam or something like that, but they're still listening to the Allman Brothers or whatever.
A lot of that. Ozzy, you know, just all the old classic
interesting
stuff.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one thing that is changing is the playoff format every single year. Mm-hmm. And every week we talk to you, there's sort of an update in terms of what the thought process is. Where are we from an SEC perspective on what they want?
So I think since we last spoke last week, I think something really fun has happened. I think the SEC has just decided, hey, we're tired of playing nice. We're not going to be cooperative anymore. We're just going to sort of argue for what's in our best interest. And so according to Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports, this is interesting that Georgia's actually been one of the programs that's led the way on this, I guess Alabama too, where I think, you know, there had been this chatter of, hey, we'll go to a 16-team playoff, and maybe there'll be these allocated bids, four for the SEC, four for the Big Ten, Big 12 ACC, y'all may get two each. Well, now the SEC has sort of stepped up and say, we don't like this. We don't want to settle for, air quotes here, just four bids, because we think in some years, perhaps the majority of years, we could get even more than that. And as Kirby Smart expressed last week at the SEC spring meetings, this talk of, okay, well, you'll have play-in games within your league to determine some of these playoff spots. I would say from the SEC perspective, they're saying, we don't think that's fair either. And so the SEC, I think, is now a little bit more forceful in arguing for, we'd actually like for, if it's going to be a 16-team playoff, we want all the bids to be at large. Just the 16 best teams.
Agreed.
Lane Kiffin said that within the last week. I don't know that we ever get there, but it does seem maybe as a compromise, there's some growing support for what they call like the 5+11 model, which would be five automatic qualifiers, the top five highest ranked conference champions, and then 11 at-large spots that at least in theory, you don't trust the committee necessarily, but at least in theory would go to the 11 best teams that are left over.
I was hoping that they would do that, mm-hmm. you know, because of the simple fact we talked about it maybe a couple weeks ago. It's like, well, what if, like, if you're going off of the rankings themselves and there are 16 teams, but there's seven of them are all Southeastern Conference teams.
Right.
Like, you're going to tell me you're going to take two of them out of there because you got to get another automatic bid from a team that's in the mid-20s?
Yeah.
So, yeah, why all this damn change? We talk about a lot of times here, BA. Like, change ain't always good.
Right.
Especially in certain things where you have a certain love for different things, because this new model is starting to change everything that we love about college football.
Yeah, I think that's true. And once it starts happening, it seems it's hard to slow it down. You certainly can't really reverse it, and it seems like it's kind of hard to slow it down. And so you got two things driving this. Obviously, there is more money to be made by the additional TV inventory, and that's one thing. But there's also some kind of like, I hate to use this word, but there's like some politics associated with this too, because nobody wants to be left out of the playoff. And ACC, Big 12, the other power leagues, in addition to the SEC and the Big 10, they don't like feeling like they're sort of codifying the fact they are lesser leagues. And so therefore that creates some tension around this. But I think the prevailing argument, and as complicated as all this is, when you can make it simple, I think you should. I think the simple premise of the SEC is we're the only league that in order to make the playoff, you have to beat another playoff-level team to do so. For instance, Tennessee, Alabama a year ago. Tennessee beat Alabama, they made the playoff. Had Alabama beaten Tennessee, they would have made the playoff. It's the only league where the team you beat to make the playoff is also theoretically another playoff-level team, and that's why they kind of want – a playoff that sort of reflects the depth of the conference.
You also have to keep some sort of auto bid, whether it's the five like you're talking about. I don't know how they'll rank them. I don't know what the buy situation will be if they do that. But that's in order to make sure that they keep the value of the conference championship game, right? Like the SEC and the Big Ten do not want to give up the value of that because that's worth a lot of money too.
Yeah, so far they're certainly saying they want to keep that in play, especially here. Y'all know what a big deal the SEC championship is. And for as much as they talk about the SEC and the Big Ten saying, we're just going to separate ourselves and go do something else, the truth is they haven't really shown a strong willingness to do that yet. So it's not just SEC Big Ten conference champion. It's the other leagues getting a chance to think they really are a part of this too, because I think for now they like the idea of the entirety of what we think of as kind of the FBS Division I kind of all being under one umbrella.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about it, and obviously we talked about it. Well, it was mentioned yesterday about this damn baseball team. Just as far they were like, well, they overachieved this year. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
I don't know if they overachieved, but I do think when it comes to sports talk, and I love sports talk, we have to have sort of rules of engagement for sports talk. And one of those rules of engagement is you can't treat a baseball loss like a football loss.
Right.
A football favorite is bigger, stronger, faster. Therefore, you ought to be able to physically dominate your opponent. In baseball, it don't work that way. Like, you may be the favorite in the regional. You may be hosting the regional. You give up a couple runs the first inning, all that sort of goes out the window. We saw Murray State's going to the Super Regional and everything else. So Georgia lost. I was disappointed because I really like college baseball. But you can't make some grand proclamation about that the same way you can't make grand proclamations about the Braves, because baseball just does not function as a sport the way the football does.
Yep, it's the best to me. It's my favorite one to just sort of have the length of the season because I enjoy the ebbs and flows of the season, but it's the least conducive to sports talk radio.
Yeah.
Because the general reaction almost always is, yeah, you know, it'll be fine. There's a lot more games left.
Now, I love the overreaction.
Right,
I would say the overreactions.
Especially in college football.
I would say the overreactions are more fun than the more tempered reactions, but the more measured reactions are just more truthful.
Yeah, it is, but no one wants to hear that.
Right.
You give too many measured reactions around here, they'll fire you. A USC got a guy from Georgia. The report is they're throwing a whole bunch of money at him, which is kind of what they do, and I'm sure that it's true. What do you make of this story?
Well, if the rumors I've heard about the number of millions of dollars that it is, and then we've kind of crossed a brand new Rubicon. And what it seems like we're getting to here is a situation where I think Kirby and a lot of these SEC guys believe that when the House settlement comes into place, which is a whole other topic, that some of this is going to come to an end, that there'll be some sort of remedy for some of these outlandish compensations. I don't know that we're going to quite get there. It certainly seems like right now the SEC schools, because they've all publicly agreed, are going to try to play by the House settlement rules here of we'll allow our NIL deals to be scrutinized. But USC, in some cases Miami, and oftentimes Oregon, a lot of these programs kind of outside the SEC, it seems like they want to be really aggressive. Even in the case of USC, I mean, it's not like Mark Bowman's the difference between this like 8-4 type team winning a championship. But if this is what it takes to get him not to go to Georgia or maybe not go to Texas, we're going to spend whatever you have to do. And so it seems like a lot of this stuff with the NIL is even getting more aggressive and certainly not putting the toothpaste back in the tube on that anytime soon.
But it seems like that's what USC's been doing recently, right? But how many of those guys are actually on the field?
Well, I think their fans would say they haven't been doing it enough. This may sort of represent kind of an attempt to sort of be relevant again because they go year one in the Big Ten. They're kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
I think they're trying because Bowman goes to Modern Day, the big program in Santa Ana, California. I think they're trying to establish themselves as the program that gets the Southern California talent again because they've gone a good number of years without doing that.
Right.
Oregon's kind of come on their block a little bit, and they're trying to kind of keep them out and obviously try to be a little bit more of a relevant factor as they kind of go into the future of the Big Ten.
But you're right there, Randy. It feels like they get these big recruits, and then when it finally comes time to actually go, they're like, actually, I'm going to go to Alabama.
You know,
I think Georgia.
Appreciate that money.
Because they do get the money. Like, that's what we learned. Yes. Is like a lot of the NIL stuff is up front. You're given thousands of dollars.
I think the ink is dry on Bowman. Okay. So if they've lost this before, I think they got paper now.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Suggest that's not going to happen with Mark Bowman.
All right. BA, we appreciate it.
Good to be.
Thank you, as always. Brandon Adams in studio here with us on Tuesdays. Host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. Give us a call. 404-726-0929. The AMA is next. Any question, any topic, you could text us or tweet us as well. We'll wrap things up by answering your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment.
Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.